A man rescues a manatee that seems to be abandoned and a bit unresponsive.
Got it. Look at you. Oh,
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
God's will is like this. Whatever you do it in His name. Whatever you do it because you have to do it. And the outcome depends. And then you surrender the outcome. Yeah? You surrender even the action to God's will because you can't help it. You have to do it. Like you have to go to work and money. You have to breathe to live. Yeah? Okay, fine. But the free will is that you can also reject it. But then the consequence will be the same. There's a joke like an American goes to Russia and they cannot say anything against the government of Russia at that time, you know, it's still under the communists. And the American complains and says, "What? In America, we're free. We can criticize the American government anytime we want." So the Russian also said, "Yes, here we also are free to criticize the American government anytime we want." And there's another bad joke. It's about say it's about communism and capitalism. You know, the free world. The free world people criticize the communists like, "Oh, you don't have freedom. You can't say anything you want, and the government just never listen to you, huh? But in our free world, we can say anything we want." And the communist people say, "Yes, in our country, you cannot say anything you want. The government doesn't listen. In your country, you can say anything you want, but the government also doesn't listen." It's the same, almost. You know, the thing is, people say, "How do I surrender to God's will? Or should I use my free will?" Because God says we have free will. Free will is to know what's right and what's wrong. To choose it. You know? To choose freedom is like this. Choose God's way. Okay? It's better for you. But if you want to choose the other way, there will be trouble. And then in the end, you have to return to this way anyhow. It's just longer. More trouble. So you might as well just choose God's will in the beginning. God doesn't stop you if you choose the opposite direction. It's just that it takes you longer, makes you suffer. At the end, you will have to surrender, go back, and it's far. Yeah? That's it. So there's no free will, believe me. Believe me. No free will. There is a free will, of course. Before you come here, you choose. Huh? You say, "Okay, I'm going to serve God. I'm going to experiment the opposite of God so that I might know God." Just like I want to have the night so that I recognize the daytime. Things like that. But then at the end, you recognize the daytime anyhow. You go back to the daytime. You choose the darkness so that you know the light. Yeah? So that's the free will. The free will to exercise what you want to exercise in order to go back to the light the way you want it. So might as well go now. If you have a lot of time and you have a lot of energy and you want to hang around and mess about, then choose the opposite direction. God doesn't say anything. But I don't think there's a free will. Because in the end, we will have to return to where we were. Anyhow, so what kind of free will is that? Just like the leash of the dog, only longer or shorter. Right? Longer or shorter. Yeah, next one.
Before I go to sleep, I do my 10 to 30 minutes meditation sitting up, then I lie down and go to sleep. in my sleep, I can see myself sleeping.
Yes.
And beings come into my bed and actually push down on my body.
Who pushes?
I don't know. Beings.
Beings. Pushing your body, and then?
I can see this happening.
Yeah.
And then I can see myself trying to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I did was repeat the five names, and then it went away, but sometimes it keeps coming back. And even females come in and things like this.
Always happening? Repeating the same thing?
It stopped about 2 months ago, but it keeps coming back, and I was wondering if there is a reason for this. And this not only happened after initiation, this used to happen when I was young as well.
Mm-hmm.
Where I could see myself.
Yeah, go out of the body.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes even someone crawling up the stairs grabbed me by the throat, and I'd wake up with my hands around my own throat.
But they don't do anything to you, just wake you up, touch you? Did they try to harm you?
Yeah.
They did?
Well, it was as if I could feel everything and see everything.
Maybe a nightmare?
Could be.
Because you're still alive.
Yes, this is true.
Your body is still there, I can see it.
Yep.
It says Sydney on it. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
You believe in God. God is more powerful than any being. And should that being be good, then it's fine. If he's bad, he cannot be more powerful than God. Okay? Don't worry about it. You are God. Hmm?
Okay. Thank you.
Next one. Sorry, just accents are sometimes difficult for me, and you speak too softly. Next one. No, huh? Then we move in. Last one. Then we move in there. You know, meditate together, and then... because it's getting dark here, and we don't have any light, okay? And we can't work.
Master, last retreat, the England retreat, you asked for me to see you after meditation, because I wasn't improving in meditation.
Yeah, and you
but
forgot.
We missed each other because I was with the working team.
And now you are here.
Yeah.
It's good enough. You sit right here, that should be enough. You improved?
No.
Really? That can't help you. All this time and you still didn't work on it. That means you don't concentrate enough. You're not sincere enough. During all this time, even if you couldn't see me, if you long enough, you should have improved. But I think you improved. You just want something more.
Okay, thank you.
It's all right. I let you off. Okay, let's move. I mean, you can go quickly to wash yourself, you know. Spare that. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You can refresh yourself a little, huh? And go to bathroom or whatever and grab some food and go to group meditation. If you came a little bit late, it's all right, you know, because you are late. But don't be too late, huh? Don't be later than 6:30. Because people will start to meditate at 7, right? It's 6 already, but they're listening to tape or something right now, so it's probably okay. And I will join later, all right?
Okay.
Sure. Yeah. You're welcome. Of course, there are more questions in your head. They're all garbage. Even if you never ask me any questions at all, you'll be all right if you just meditate, right?
Yes.
In the old times, when the Buddhas or Jesus were alive, it was very difficult to get the teaching. See, Jesus had only that book, the New Testament. And he has a lot of followers. And sometimes it benefited their lives because they had faith. And his disciples were also changing the world. So there's no need to talk much. Besides, they talk enough. But it's nice to see each other and then exchange conversation. That makes you feel more close, yeah? More confident with each other and more close to each other. And then probably like this, your faith will grow better and you trust me more. Huh? Trust yourself, your choice more. That's all there is. Otherwise, anytime you have a question, a problem, you write it down and then the answer will come. Everybody has this experience, don't you? Yeah, right. How many? Raise your hand. You never write. Oh, you did? Good.
Yeah.
See, continue. I told you the Master is in you. After the initiation, the Master is always there. Even when you sleep, you're unconscious, the Master is always awake. Anytime you have problem, question, you can write it down. Because when you write it down, it's clearer for yourself. And the master in you answers you, you feel better. Because when you write it down, you know what you want. You can't just write anything. When you talk nonsense. Maybe when you write it down, you have to think. You phrase your question, huh? And it becomes clearer to you. And once the question is clear, the answer will be clear. That's the logic, okay? So I'll see you soon after this. This place is only for the daytime. It's cool. I utilize the time of your resting, you know, to see people. It's more or less individual groups like this. It's closer, so you can see me better and ask more individual questions. But nighttime, we better be inside, huh? In case it might rain or we don't have electricity, can't take pictures or anything. Anyhow, huh? I mean, photo or video. I'll see you. You understand everything I say, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you understand even before you came. You just want to make trouble. Ama? 香港，你们香港的人在哪里？ 我现在如果要去香港，还需要签证吗？ 英国国旗要不要？
不用。
还是跟以前一样啊？
不用。
啊，太棒了。
好。
I thought I didn't have my house in Hong Kong anymore, but I still do, huh? Maybe if they behave themselves, I'll come. Sometime. Okay, see you. Okay, lah. Yeah, you can see it. See you later inside. Huh? Go eat. Refresh yourself. Ah, you are skinny. You lost weight. How's your husband? Hi. You look good. So white. And I don't know what's wrong with you. Something going on. 大家好吗? Okay. Happy to see you, all of you. 高兴见到你们. 你好. 好了. 吃货猴粮. 欺负猴粮. 欺负你猴粮. I'm trying to speak Cantonese, and that's why they laugh, because it sounds like Greek. 漂亮, huh? 好亮, huh? Okay, that's it. Oh. See, I have to be careful where I'm going. Sorry, I'm just walking around. Okay, don't worry. Thank you. Okay, bye la.
Supreme Master Qinghai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.